local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
You know, I know it's Christmas Eve, but you still have work to do voting in our 2018 Alabamian of the Year contest. We'll tell you more about that in just a second. Also, Kelly has our headlines. Dr. Bill with our forecast. First, Kane with the ride in.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it's been a nice ride in coming in from Baldwin County. Light traffic so far. A couple accidents we've had have just been hit runs. We do have a disabled vehicle, Hamilton and Range Line, and it's right over the railroad tracks, but beyond that, it's been a perfect start. No problems. Northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. Hobbytown USA in Mobile on the corner of Airport and Schillinger Road, your one-stop shop for everything fun for Christmas. Great deals on remote control vehicles. They've got telescopes and drones starting at $23. Hobbytown USA in Mobile. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool with temperatures in the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Christmas Eve. Glad to have you along. Time to check headlines now. Here's Kelly Findley.
All righty. Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. An early morning shooting to tell you about here in Mobile. Our news partners at WKRG are reporting that one person has been shot, and now we know a new update. That person has passed away as a result of their injuries. This happened on Carondelet Court. Details are limited, but we do know that the shooting happened at 2:30 this morning. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office is investigating. We will bring you more information in terms of a suspect and victim once that becomes available. International news making headlines. Updated numbers regarding that tsunami in Indonesia. Here's what we know. At least 281 people are dead, more than 1,000 injured. That's according to the National Disaster Agency. They say a combination of underwater landslides triggered by a volcanic eruption and high tides around the full moon may have caused a tsunami, and people once again are being urged to stay away from the volcano and the beach. And we heard with our national partner Sean that the alert didn't go off because this was not a tsunami per se. It was a landslide that then ignited the tsunami, so they weren't alerted to what happened overnight. All the alarms didn't go off, so our hearts are with those people in Indonesia. Closer to home, I should say, when it compares to international news. This is your national news, just days after Defense Secretary Jim Mattis announced his resignation with the intent of stepping away from his post in February in order, he said, to ensure an orderly transition. President Donald Trump expedited that departure, announcing on Twitter that General Mattis will instead leave January 1st. The new person tapped for the gig, Deputy Defense Chief Patrick Shanahan, as acting secretary. The president tweeted, quote, "On Sunday, I am pleased to announce that our very talented Deputy Secretary of Defense, Patrick Shanahan, will assume the title of Acting Secretary of Defense starting January 1st, 2019. Patrick has a long list of accomplishments while serving as deputy and previously Boeing. He will be great." General Mattis and the resignation surprised many. He did so in the form of a protest over the president's decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria, and he made that announcement via Twitter. This is Kelly Findley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. And, you know, speaking of the tsunami, it was something when I heard the report overnight into this morning, something had stuck with me. I said, what? It was 2004, December 26th.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, December 20th. I was like, wasn't it around Christmas? And it was 2004 that big tsunami caused by an earthquake back then. I think 280 people died in that one. This one, the 24th, and obviously not the same year. But it just, yeah, that if there's something sticking in your craw going, what is familiar about that? It was 2004 that a tsunami impacted Indonesia as well. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, we'll check in with News 5 next.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature indoors. will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
I'm Katarina Lukatich for WKRG News 5. Mobile police are investigating a shooting near the Waffle House on Government Boulevard near I-65. It happened Sunday afternoon. Witnesses say they heard gunshots outside of the restaurant. One man was injured and taken to the hospital. No word on his condition or if police have anyone in custody. Authorities in Fort Walton Beach say they've seen a rise in smash-and-grab burglaries. Deputies say thieves are targeting parking lots at apartment complexes off Racetrack Road. Deputies found windows broken at four locations over the weekend. If you see any suspicious activity or if you know anything about the reported break-ins, call the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. Hundreds of children have a bike for Christmas thanks to the nonprofit Save a Kid. The organization, spearheaded in part by Mobile native and NFL great Robert Brazil, gave away bicycles at Vigor High School Saturday. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Lutich. Have a Merry Christmas.
The management and staff of Marine Rigging of Mobile reminds motorists that taking your eyes from the road, even for an instant, to text message a friend when driving can prove tragic in bumper-to-bumper driving, especially during the morning and evening hours of the holiday season. Avoid that rear-end collision by being aware of the traffic conditions ahead of you, not just the car directly ahead, but beyond. This from the management and staff of Marine Rigging of Mobile, whose hope is that your family be gathered in health and well-being, and that your holiday be bright with true meaning of the season.
Are you ready to quit smoking but can't kick the habit? Research shows that smokers are successful at quitting when they have support. So contact the Alabama Tobacco Quit Line at quitnowalabama.com or by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Information, referrals, and coaching are confidential, and you may be eligible to receive up to an 8-week supply of free nicotine replacement patches. This message brought to you by the Alabama Department of Public Health and this station.
Good morning, 712 here on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for getting your Christmas Eve started with us on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report. Don't know if you've noticed, but it's bowl game season.
You don't say.
And now we have about games every day starting Wednesday through the end of the college football season. But some results from games over the weekend. On Friday, Florida International beat Toledo 35-32 in the Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl behind great running from running back Anthony Jones. Jones rushed for three touchdowns, including the game winner, with 41 seconds remaining. BYU scored six second-half touchdowns after trailing Western Michigan at the half 13-10, and the Cougars beat the Broncos 49-18. BYU quarterback Zach Wilson set a school record with a perfect day. He went 18 of 18 passing for 317 yards and four touchdowns. On Saturday, Wake Forest upset Memphis to win the Jared Birmingham Bowl 37-34. Army tied an FBS bowl game record with a 56-point win over Houston in the Armed Forces Bowl. The Black Knights beat Houston 70-14 to end the season on a 9-game winning streak and give Army its first 11-win season in program history. Here in Mobile at Ladd Peoples Stadium on Saturday, the Troy Trojans topped Buffalo 42-32 to win the Dollar General Bowl. Buffalo led 24-21 in the third quarter, but three fourth-quarter touchdowns from Troy gave the Trojans their 10th win of the season. And to wrap up Saturday, Louisiana Tech beat Hawaii 31-14 in the Hawaii Bowl. Louisiana Tech defensive end Jalen Ferguson became the NCAA's career sacks leader with 45 sacks over the course of his career. That breaks the record previously held by Arizona State's Terrell Suggs. In college coaching news, Florida State has a new offensive coordinator. Houston offensive coordinator Kendall Briles will take over in the same position at FSU. Briles is the son of former Houston and Baylor coach Art Briles. Kendall began his coaching career on his father's Baylor staff in 2008 and remained there until 2016, serving as the offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach the final two seasons. At Florida State, he'll replace Walt Bell, who left to take the head coaching position at the University of Massachusetts. Urban Meyer may be retiring as head coach at Ohio State after the Rose Bowl, but he won't have to go far for his next job. On Saturday, Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith said that Meyer will be taking on the title of Assistant Athletic Director. Smith declined to provide any more details about Meyer's move, but we did learn earlier in the week that Meyer will be teaching a Character and Leadership course at Ohio State. The 54-year-old coach announced earlier this month that he would retire from coaching after the Buckeyes play Washington in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. He'll be succeeded by Ryan Day, who was the offensive coordinator and served as the team's interim coach, while Meyer served a 3-game suspension to start the 2018 season. In basketball over the weekend, the 7th-ranked Auburn Tigers beat Murray State 93-88. Alabama went on a 24-point run in the first half against Penn State to turn a 23-9 deficit into a 33-23 lead. They held on to beat the Nittany Lions 73-64. The South Alabama women's basketball team followed up a dramatic 68-67 win over New Mexico State on Thursday with an even more dramatic 84-77 win over Florida International in double overtime on Friday. The Lady Jags are a perfect 11-0 this season with a chance to tie the school record for the best start to a season. Their next game is January 3rd at Appalachian State. And a wrap-up of the NFL over the weekend, the New Orleans Saints clinched a first-round bye and the number one seed in the NFC playoffs with a thrilling 31-20 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday. Or 31-28, the LA Rams still hold the number two seed after beating Arizona 31-9. Chicago beat San Francisco 14-9. They hold the number three seed. Dallas clinched the NFC East with a 27-20 victory over Tampa Bay. Seattle clinched a playoff spot by beating Kansas City 38-31 last night. Minnesota beat Detroit and currently holds the final wildcard spot in the NFC. But if the Vikings lose next weekend and Philadelphia beats Washington, then the Eagles would move in to that final wildcard spot. In the AFC, the Chiefs still have a tenuous hold on the number one seed. The New England Patriots beat the Buffalo Bills 24-12 to earn a 10th straight AFC East title. Houston holds the third seed, but they lost to Philadelphia on Sunday and are at risk of losing the AFC South division next weekend. Baltimore skipped past Pittsburgh for the AFC North lead. The LA Chargers are locked into the number five wildcard spot, even after losing to Baltimore. And the winner of this week's game between the Indianapolis Colts and Tennessee Titans will determine the final playoff spot in the AFC. 717 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
So your Titans still have a chance. They're
in. The Titans, I say we, like I've done anything to help them this year.
You have.
The Tennessee Titans on a 4-game win streak. They get Sunday night at home against Indianapolis, and it's virtually a playoff game. Winner moves on. Losers, season ends right there.
All right, there you go. 717 coming right back.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool with temperatures in the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
The management and staff at Lucido Engineering and Surveying, 24693 Canal Road in Orange Beach, remind drivers to stay alert, drive carefully, and make our highways safe for your friends and family traveling for the holidays. Be mindful of road conditions and other motorists, and remember to buckle up, slow down, and above all, don't drink or text while driving. This message provided by the management and staff of Lucido Engineering and Surveying, 24693 Canal Road in Orange Beach. Community leaders wishing you and yours happy holidays.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers, not working any accidents. Pretty quiet ride in so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays. Again, you'll see a nice ride for the 1065 split from Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt and 65. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, also up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. Haven't had any problems. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. You can call 776-1006. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Azalea is my world. When I heard that she had a tumor, everything just became dark. When I came to St. Jude, I started to get back some light in my life.
On top of first class, best care, you will never receive a bill so that you can focus on this child. The only thing we had to worry about was just keeping Azalea comfortable. St. Jude saved her life, and it saved us as a family.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
720 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Thinking about gift giving, maybe give yourself the gift of decluttering for 2019 and get ahead of the game, because you're going to make that promise come New Year's Eve that you're going to get more organized in the new year, get the clutter gone in your home. We'll do the first thing to make that happen. In 2018, go ahead and anchor down the appointment for 2019 to have 1-800-GOT-JUNK come out to your house. Now, Trey Bennett's my buddy, a local franchisee working in Mobile and Baldwin County, commercial properties, residential, up in your attic, out in your storage unit. Got the swing set that needs to be gone. Listen, whatever it is, it's junk, it needs to be gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Very easy to set a specific appointment. You can try to get it here in 2018, but if you want to get off on the right start for 2019, set that appointment. They'll give you a specific day and a specific time you can agree on. Set that appointment. They come by, they do the work, they get the junk gone, and you're off and running in 2019. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. 722, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Let's crunch some numbers this morning. So with the government shutdown in effect, it went into effect Saturday, 12:01 a.m., many of you are wondering how the partial shutdown could impact you. Of course, we've reached this situation because Congress and the President could not reach an agreement over funding a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. So let's get to those numbers. About 850,000 employees work at agencies that are subject to the shutdown. I say that very slowly, because if you mistake the one of those letters and shut down, it changes. Just want to say, I've caught almost a few people make the mistake. Okay, that's why I keep slowing down. So about 41% of those employees would be subject to furloughs. Furloughed employees are not guaranteed that they will receive back pay, but traditionally they have via appropriation bills. So some 95% of the center, and I'm talking about NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, that's where thousands of employees would be subject to furlough. That's according to the NASA. According to NASA, those are the numbers that you need to know. Other agencies impacted by the shutdown: the Department of Homeland Security, the Justice Department, the Interior Department, the State Department, and the Department of Housing and Urban Development. So who doesn't get paid? Again, this is those furloughed employees. This is the one that concerns me, the TSA agents, and of course, underneath the Department of Homeland Security employees. We're talking about Forest Service firefighters and National Weather Service forecasters, IRS staff not being paid as well. Good news, though, President Trump gave workers today off as a holiday. Now, speaking of numbers, because we always know this is the time of year when more families hit the road, right? Well, AAA, we have yet to talk about AAA.
Yeah, we've kept it at bay till now.
Just for you, Sean, yes, and Dalton, yes. Just for you. AAA says that more than one-third of Americans will travel this holiday season. They're record-breaking 112.5 million travelers, taking to the nation's runways and roads and rails for the year-end holiday represents a 4.4% increase over last year. So for the more than 102 million people who will pack up their cars for a holiday road trip, I love this. They're predicting travel times as well in congested cities. So you can hop online, AAA.com, and read more about it. But they say, here's their quote, "'Tis the season for holiday travel, and more Americans than ever will journey to spend time with friends and family or choose to take a vacation. Strong economic growth fueled by robust consumer spending continues to drive strong demand for seasonal travel. With a record-breaking one-third of the country choosing to travel this holiday, roadways and airports are sure to be busy." They really said that. Automobiles, planes, trains, buses, and cruise ships all being tracked. And then they also have the holiday hotspots. Where do you think the number one travel spot is when it comes to worst day to travel?
Which airport?
Which airport?
Oh, Atlanta, Hartsfield.
You got it. You nailed it. All right.
Come on.
What's the worst time for travel? What time of the day if you're going to Atlanta?
If you're going to travel, the worst time of day to be on the road is 8:30 a.m.
What you got?
11 a.m.
I would have said closer to noon, between 3 and 4 p.m.
Oh.
Four times a delay when you go about that time. So. Yeah. If you're going heading that way, pack your patience. Oh, I waited all year to say that.
Did it to me.
This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, the PR team at AAA, they actually, in their offices, it says more Americans than ever, ...
Exactly. Just fill in whatever, yes.
Right? Every poll has more than ever. What's your favorite word that you like? Unprecedented.
Unprecedented, yes, which is the use of unprecedented is unprecedented in today's world. All right. Thank you so much.
You're
725
welcome.
FM Talk 106.5. Pressure's on if you still have some Christmas shopping to do today. Good news. There are some discounts out there. Steve Kastenbaum from Westwood One tells us more.
If you didn't have time to get most of your shopping done until now, you're not alone. Don't panic. Retail industry analyst Heather Herzog said there are ways to go about checking off everyone on your list while being efficient during this crunch time.
If you have a lot of people on your list, there are apps that can give you the best price. There's an app called Camel 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 that price compares products online versus in the store.
There are also ways to make sure you're not wasting your time running around from section to section looking for specific items.
Apps that will map out malls or department stores for you and tell you exactly where everything is.
Herzog said some chain stores have picked up the Apple Store model to try to speed you through the process in store rather than having to wait on long checkout lines.
So they have retail associates that are running around the store with smartphones and handheld devices to check you out quickly.
Now, if you've waited this long and you have electronics on your list for someone, Herzog says consider waiting a little longer.
If you're in the market for a new flat screen television or speakers or even a mobile device, an iPad or a smartphone, I would advise people to wait until after the holiday.
That's because the Consumer Electronics Show is coming up in January, and many stores will be marking down what they have left in stock in order to make room for the 2019 models that are about to come in. While there's been a lot of pessimism on Wall Street, Herzog said it hasn't spilled over into the retail sector this holiday season.
Consumers are actually spending, and spending a lot. I think there was a lot of pent-up demand and what I call frugal fatigue over the last years. People didn't feel like they wanted to spend.
The National Retail Federation projected at least a 4.3% increase over last year. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
All right. Are you spending more this year than you have in the past? You can let us know on the text line. Plus, speaking of the text line, Gary said, how do we know if AAA is wrong? Just asking a good question.
We need some AAA fact checkers.
And he also, he said, Mr. Beyond the Pale, I guess that's me, is concerned about the word unprecedented. Do I say beyond the pale? Maybe I say it too much. Maybe, a reference to the area around Dublin, Ireland, and the control of the English in Ireland, what was under the thumb of the crown and was not, was outside of that, was beyond the pale, where the rest of the Irish were. So I'll lay back on that in 2019.
Haven't noticed.
728 FM Talk 106.5. Also on the way, the whiskey speech. Yeah, it's back. Oh, and speaking of things that are coming back, unfortunately, the whiskey speech is a good thing. But I saw a story on from USA Today. Said the 90s fashion is coming back. You know how everything comes, it cycles, right? 90s fashion because the fanny pack is back in.
Oh, totally.
Not in my world.
People are rocking that fanny pack.
The
and it's
fanny
designer.
Pack. Yeah, it says after 2 years of sales declines, the accessory industry is celebrating a big win. The fanny pack. Yes, it's back. Total U.S. dollar sales of fashion accessories grew 4% in the first 10 months of the year. Included in that, the fanny pack, also called the belly bag or belt pack. I'm not real happy that that's coming back.
Next will be Z Cavaricci's.
And Jika.
Jordache.
Yeah.
Jordache. Acid wash.
Oh, my.
Guess vest.
And safety pins.
Yes. Well, that's the 80s mixed with our 90s. But yes, fanny pack.
The lace gloves.
Don't be whack. Wear a fanny pack.
Come a comedian.
Please, some trends.
Come and go.
Some trends. Really. Dr. Bill joins us.
Where's
next.
Punky Brewster?
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luktich. Investigators are trying to figure out what caused a fire at a Robertsdale business. The vinyl and t-shirt shop on Highway 59 sustained significant damage during a fire late Friday night. No word yet on what caused that fire. Owners say they plan to get back to work this week despite being without a building. Okaloosa County deputies are looking for a stolen truck after a man was robbed at a gas station over the weekend. The victim says he walked into the Tom Thumb on Highway 98 to pay for gas Saturday morning. When he walked out, a man was driving off in his truck. It's a 1994 blue Chevy pickup. The suspect is described as a light-skinned black man who had his hair in a bun. Hundreds of children have a bike for Christmas thanks to the nonprofit Save a Kid. The organization, spearheaded in part by Mobile native and NFL great Robert Brazil, gave away bicycles at Vigor High School on Saturday. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luktich. Have a Merry Christmas.
Wrap up savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Matching rebates up to $400 on all Browning Pro Steel safes in stock. The right Browning safe at the right price till December 31st at Mike Ward's. Just look for the giant yellow safe at I-65 and Moffitt in Mobile. Waiting to buy a Liberty safe from Ward's? Well, now's the time to purchase with 0% interest for 18 months with approved credit. Take advantage of this offer through December 31st. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffitt Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Mexico's foreign minister has just said that asylum applications by migrants will continue to be made in the United States. President Trump had said that asylum seekers must wait in Mexico. This as the U.S. government remains in partial shutdown this morning over the stalemate between the president and Congress on funding for a border wall. We are an hour away from the opening bell on Wall Street, and business reporter Tom Busby says it may not be pretty.
U.S. stock markets open just half a session today, and they'll be closed tomorrow for Christmas. And investors could use the break. Stocks took a tumble last week. In the worst week for stocks in a decade, the Dow lost 1,500 points.
And the Dow is now down another 153 points in pre-market trading, with similar losses showing for the S&P and the NASDAQ. Indonesia's disaster agency says the death toll from the weekend tsunami has now climbed to 373, with 128 people still missing and over 1,400 injured. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Looks like retailers have met the lofty sales expectations set by analysts and industry groups. As early data show, many chains continue to reap the benefits of a strong economy and rising consumer confidence, as well as company investments to boost their online business and clean up stores. Total retail sales, excluding autos, rose 5.2% between November 1st and December 19th compared with last year, according to MasterCard Spending Pulse, which tracks both online and in-store spending. Unlike years past, deliveries have also held up well. UPS delivered 98.3% of packages on time through the 4 weeks since Thanksgiving, up from 94.1% last year when the carrier struggled with too many parcels at times. On-time performance for FedEx comes in at 96.9%, and for the U.S. Postal Service, 98%, both about the same as last year. On Wall Street, futures moderately lower. And that's Your Money Now.
When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for four straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in advanced manufacturing, cybersecurity, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan as the most improved state for business. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org.
Get unbeatable deals at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-year flooring sale. Beautiful pre-finished hardwood is starting at just 99 cents per square foot. Get laminate floors up to 50% off, or waterproof flooring as low as 39 cents. Take an extra 25% off clearance at your local store. Lumber Liquidators can even install your new floor for you. Plus, get special financing. The end-of-year flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleinschroedt and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, some chillier temps this morning, but did we have a front pass through yesterday? Is that what happened?
Yeah, we sure did. It came through quietly and did bring us some cooler temperatures, or will certainly for today. And that front now is out over the northern Gulf, and high pressure will build over us and give us a really nice day. It should be mostly sunny, and we'll see a high today of about 58, perhaps 60 degrees. Not just a little bit below normal, but yesterday, 72 degrees, so we'll be more than 10 degrees cooler today. Now, tonight, it'll be very comfortable, about 45 degrees and partly cloudy, and that's just about the temperature we should have at night for this time of the year. But then tomorrow we'll begin to warm up and look for partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies, and mild tomorrow, about 65. After that, rain back in the forecast for Wednesday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower, a high in the mid-60s. But then a storm system will move out of the Great Plains, and that storm, although it's not going to track into Alabama, it will move up into the Midwest, but a trailing cold front will sweep across our area Thursday and Friday and then stall along the coast. That's not good news. For Thursday, we can look for numerous showers with a high around 70. Same thing for Friday, numerous showers, a high of 72. And as we look ahead to the weekend, that front will be still right along the coast. And Saturday, numerous showers, upper 60s, and again, showers on Sunday. The high in the mid-60s. So we've got a lot of rain in the forecast over several days, and most of that will begin really Wednesday night and carry on into the weekend.
Looking at what you're talking about here, a couple days of heavy rain, you think we're looking at flooding around here? What do you expect?
That's very possible. We'll be picking up several inches of rain over that several-day period, and of course the ground will become saturated. So as we get into Friday, and particularly over the weekend, if we do get a heavy shower, then all that water will simply run off rather than soak in the ground. So we've got kind of a wet forecast then for the second half of the week. But enjoy today and also Christmas Day. And by the way, Merry Christmas to all of our listeners.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas to you and your whole crew. And a reminder, speaking of last-minute items you may want to hand out for Christmas, this one will really help the budget. That's the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
That's right. It's free, and you'll find copies at West Marine here in Mobile, also down at Dog River. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, also Keith King and Classic Cars, and also Robert Moore, Christmastown. They all have copies of this year's Almanac or coming year. And over in the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope, Billy Langford Allstate also in Fairhope, Autocraft Collision Centers across Baldwin County, and Robertsdale Power Equipment on Highway 59.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon, and Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
737 FM Talk 106.5. By the way, too, debut going on today, 9 o'clock, right after this show, Mike Gallagher. Mike Gallagher Show debuts here at FM Talk 106.5. Now will be part of our lineup, 9 to noon every weekday. We'll check it out in just about an hour and 22 minutes right here on FM Talk 106.5.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, I talk to Chief Nursing Officer Lisa Mestis about the rapidly changing world of nursing. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Laurie Brunson, 2018 NAPI Award winner for Best Realtor. I've been helping dreams become reality with Roberts Brothers for over 9 years. Call me today at 251-753-3927 and let's get started.
Lisa Mestis has experienced the rapid changes in the nursing world. Nursing industry trends predict a 36% increase in demand for registered nurses by the year 2020. That's right around the corner. In so many other industries, technology is replacing people. But for nursing, it appears to be doing the opposite. Technology is increasing, but it demands more human attention. And nothing replaces empathy, the human touch, eye contact, and the like. Can today's tech generation provide the needed empathy to a sick or elderly patient? For more, listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it's a pretty quiet ride in. Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, and 65. You've seen some radar, actually, this morning at Baldwin County, 90 and County Road 87 in Elsinore. They've got an accident. State troopers are on the scene. But beyond that, a perfect start on the way in. You haven't had any delays. The Bayway, the Causeway, a good ride in. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile, offering you more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet. You can pre-qualify at mobilehomecenter.ms. Call 649-2077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Christmas Eve. Wasn't sure at first whether to call him Santa Kirby or Larry Claus, but I like Larry Claus a lot more. Larry Kirby at LCM checking in. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So you got some deliveries to make today.
Absolutely. That's why we're here. We're going to be here to at least two, and if we have we'll stay the last customer served, but we plan on getting there about 2 o'clock so all of us can go spend Christmas Eve with our families. But yes, we got some Christmas deliveries to make this morning.
Well, let's talk about that. If somebody's coming by looking at that vehicle here at the last minute, selection is key, and you got it.
Yes, sir, we sure do. We got a great selection. We got a big selection of trucks right now. We just keep getting more and more trucks. We got SUVs, mid-size, full-size, and we got plenty of cars.
Let's talk about the new year coming, too. How's financing looking for you?
Awesome. You know, it'll be really great this next week, all the way through the end of the year, and then they'll start over with new programs the first of the year, which we'll find out right after the first of the year, but I don't see any reason that rates won't stay right where they're at.
All right. Give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068, and okay. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, David, and the whole crew. Thank you, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM, although I think it better Larry Claus.
I love it.
Larry Claus, we'll work it that way. 7:42, time to check headlines. Here is Kelly Findley.
Oh, I was waiting for my nickname, too.
Kelly Claus? Kelly Claus works, too.
I'll take Mama Claus.
Mama Claus.
Yes.
Okay, Mama Claus.
Dispensing gifts and also discipline. Let's get you to your headlines. President Donald Trump, he has an incoming acting chief of staff named Mick Mulvaney, and he is commenting about the partial government shutdown. He says it could continue into next year, saying, quote, it is very possible that the shutdown will go beyond the 28th and into the new Congress. Said that on Fox News Sunday as the shutdown went into effect as of 12:01 a.m. Saturday morning. Mulvaney said that the White House had moved down from their demand for $5 billion and hoped Democrats would move up from their offer for $1.3 billion in border security funding. So in case you were wondering if your mail would be impacted by the partial shutdown, Postal Service says, quote, Postal Service operations will not be interrupted in the event of a government shutdown, which we now know we're in, and all postal offices will remain open for business as usual. Because we are an independent entity that is funded through the sale of our products and services and not by tax dollars, our services will not be impacted by a government shutdown. Air traffic will continue as normal with air traffic controllers and customs and border agents on duty. Social Security benefits, Medicare services, food stamps, and other social welfare programs will also continue. Now, in spite of the partial government shutdown, the big guy, he continues to be tracked. We're talking about Santa, of course, and NORAD, which stands for the North American Aerospace Defense Command. You heard earlier in the show how it all got started with the wrong number being posted, and now, for 63 years, we have been tracking the big guy thanks to NORAD. Military personnel, they conduct NORAD Track Santa, and they are supported by approximately 1,500 volunteers who make the program possible each and every year. So this will not be impacted by the shutdown either. NORAD's been tracking Santa since 1955. They now use satellites, high-powered radar, jet fighters, and special Santa cameras to track Santa Claus as he makes his journey around the world. Last hour, I told you it's in 3D now. If you want to hop online and go to NORADSanta.org, your kids can call or email. You want that number? I got it for you. 1-877-HI-NORAD. 1-877-446-6723. They have been taking your call since 4 a.m. this morning. Very busy stuff. And then real quickly, I turned to the Twitter to get an answer for our ice cream question. And Mobile USA says that for every We Are South WBB road win, Old Dutch is apparently sponsoring scoops of ice cream. You send in a selfie of your enjoyable scoop, and there you have it. And then Cassandra McAvoy over at Fox 10, our friend, she says, yeah, they celebrate every road win with ice cream. So the women are on a roll. And now you know, Kelly Finley right here with FM Top 106.5.
You know, yeah. Well, just to show that I'm a true South fan, I too will start eating ice cream after every basketball.
There you go. Your dedication is paramount. Big thank you to Cammy at Cammy's Old Dutch for doing that. Her. And I think Cammy, she's open today. I'm going to roll the dice and say she's still open today. We've done this in years past. I don't think the kids are listening. We do it each year. Mm-hmm. The ice cream for a year. From Cammy's Old Dutch. It is a awesome, awesome gift. It gets big smiles from the kids. Y'all get a chance to stop by and pick those up from Cammy today. 746 FM Talk 106.5. We'll be right back.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
It's the Ram Big Finish event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. Right now, current competitive pickup owners finance and get $9,800 in total values on select all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Go to RamTrucks.com to locate your nearest Ram dealer. And now, current competitive pickup owners finance and get $9,800 in total values on select all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Show everyone what you're capable of in the all-new 2019 Ram 1500, the strongest, most capable Ram 1500 ever, and the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. And don't miss the Ram Big Finish event going on now. On oldest 20% inventory of 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn models as of 12/4/18 and in dealer stock. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2300 Bighorn package value. Financing for all qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Current pickup must be registered to consumer for 30 days prior to purchase to be eligible. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 1/2/19.
I'm Katarina Lukatich for WKRG News 5. Mobile police are investigating a shooting near the Waffle House on Government Boulevard near I-65. It happened Sunday afternoon. Witnesses say they heard gunshots outside of the restaurant. One man was injured and taken to the hospital. No word on his condition or if police have anyone in custody. Authorities in Fort Walton Beach say they've seen a rise in smash-and-grab burglaries. Deputies say thieves are targeting parking lots at apartment complexes off Racetrack Road. Deputies found windows broken at four locations over the weekend. If you see any suspicious activity or if you know anything about the reported break-ins, call the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. Hundreds of children have a bike for Christmas thanks to the nonprofit Save a Kid. The organization, spearheaded in part by Mobile native and NFL great Robert Brazil, gave away bicycles at Vigor High School Saturday. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Lutich. Have a Merry Christmas.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
7:48 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Some results from bowl games played over the weekend. On Friday, Florida International beat Toledo 35-32 in the Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl behind great running from running back Anthony Jones. Jones rushed for three touchdowns, including the game winner with 41 seconds remaining. BYU scored six second-half touchdowns after trailing Western Michigan at the half 13-10, and the Cougars beat the Broncos 49-18. BYU quarterback Zach Wilson set a school record. He had a perfect day, 18 of 18 passing for 317 yards and four touchdowns. On Saturday, Wake Forest upset Memphis to win the Jared Birmingham Bowl 37-34. Army tied an FBS bowl game record with a 56-point win over Houston in the Armed Forces Bowl. The Black Knights beat Houston 70-14 to end the season on a 9-game winning streak and give Army its first 11-win season in program history. Here in Mobile at Ladd Peoples Stadium on Saturday, the Troy Trojans topped Buffalo 42-32 to win the Dollar General Bowl. Buffalo led 24-21 in the third quarter, but three fourth-quarter touchdowns from Troy gave the Trojans their 10th win of the season. To wrap up Saturday, Louisiana Tech beat Hawaii 31-14 in the Hawaii Bowl. Louisiana Tech defensive end Jalen Ferguson became the NCAA's career sacks leader with 45 over his four seasons at Louisiana Tech. That breaks the record previously held by Arizona State's Terrell Suggs. Urban Meyer may be retiring as the head coach at Ohio State after the Rose Bowl, but he won't have to go very far for his next job. On Saturday, Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith said that Meyer will be taking on the title of Assistant Athletic Director. Smith declined to provide any more details about Meyer's move. The 54-year-old Meyer announced earlier this month that he would retire from coaching after the Buckeyes play Washington in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. He'll be succeeded by former offensive coordinator Ryan Day, who served as the team's interim coach, while Meyer served a 3-game suspension to start the 2018 season. In basketball over the weekend, the 7th-ranked Auburn Tigers beat Murray State 93-88. Alabama went on a 24-point run in the first half and ended up beating the Penn State Nittany Lions 73-64. And the South Alabama women's basketball team followed up a dramatic 68-67 win over New Mexico State on Thursday with an even more dramatic 84-77 win over Florida International in double overtime on Friday. That win kept the Jags perfect at 11-0 this season. They have a chance to tie the school record for the best start to a season in program history. Their next game is January 3rd at Appalachian State. 7:52 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. If you're traveling downtown from Government, Spring Hill, and Broad through the Bankhead Tunnel and the George Wallace Tunnel, you'll see light traffic and no delays. Moffitt, Dolphin Airport, and 65 out towards Schillinger Road. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, we've had a couple broke-down vehicles, but no wrecks in the roadways. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique someone. Oddity items like two-headed turtles, snakes in a jar, even skulls. See them at serpentsofbienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool with temperatures in the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
7:54, FM Talk 106.5. Merry Christmas, y'all. This is Mobile Morning. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Coming up next hour, the whiskey speech.
Whiskey,
yes. The Christmas Eve tradition around here. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
I wonder what it's about.
I don't know.
Cool Whip.
Those are the people who have the best secrets when they whisper like that. All right, Ingalls Shipyard receiving an early Christmas gift as the shipyard has been awarded a $930.8 million contract to build the 10th and 11th U.S. Coast Guard National Security Cutters. U.S. Department of Homeland Security contract award to Huntington Ingalls in Pascagoula, they say, has a total potential value of $1.7 billion. So the contract sets January 20th, 2023, as the expected delivery date for NSC 10 and January 19th, 2024, for delivery of NSC 11. According to the Associated Press, the NSCs are the most advanced U.S. Coast Guard cutters. Love that. Numbers are in, and Alabama's unemployment rate now at 4% as employment reached record lows. That's according to the State Labor Department. The number was down from October's rate of 4.1%, but above the 3.8% registered 1 year ago. So officials say more than 2.1 million Alabama residents were counted as employed last month. That's an increase of more than 46,330 jobs from November 2017. So we told you last hour, but I will repeat it. The biggest job gains over the year came in the professional and business service sector with 11,900 and the manufacturing sector with more than 10,200 jobs. Counties with the lowest unemployment rates were Shelby County at 2.5%, Marshall, Madison, and Cullman counties at 2.9%, and Morgan, Limestone, and Elmore counties at 3%. The highest unemployment rate was in Wilcox County at 7.9%. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 7:56, coming up next hour, turning up your voice at 343-0106. The whiskey speech, yeah, that's coming up, as well as the history of NORAD tracking Santa. We'll get into that all coming up. And reminder here, two things. Number one, we need your votes right now. We are in the midst of the 2018 Alabamian of the Year. We're now in the fourth bracket of the first round.
Right. We're wrapping up the first round voting right now.
All right. So you vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com. You just click the link the choices there on the right-hand column, and we'll tally those votes. And of course, we're moving on to awarding the Alabamian of the Year. We're winnowing down the list. You're part of that. Right? That's something that you do. Also,
winnowing.
That's right. Also, coming up at 9, Mike Gallagher. Mike Gallagher Show debuts here at FM Talk 106.5. And tomorrow, Fisher House and the story of Fisher House. We'll talk more about that all next hour right here on Mobile Mornings.